This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Time for us to fire up. Lucky you got your car service, Rach, because we've got to fire it up and get a moving.
Yes, we are heading out into the countryside with our regional roundup with Chris Stevens. Todd, thank you, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the last time I saw you was this Saturday night. You were in Melbourne at the 40th anniversary Ruby Red Ball for Thorn Harbour. Did you have a good night?
I did. It was really good to come to Melbourne and get out of Shepparton and, see people you don't often see very often.
And I believe a bit of a congratulations is in order, because the last time we spoke to you, we gave you a bit of a hard time that you missed out on Taylor Swift tickets because you were so busy putting together our show. But
you've had success, apparently.
I did. And who would have thought in Shepparton I had success getting tickets in person. And not down an alleyway, but actually a ticket check.
Oh, like you went to a physical location after like 2 days of trying to get it all online.
Yeah, I was online and then I got some really abrupt messages from friends saying, get there now, people can access them. So I got in the car.
Oh, I love that. Turns out actual physical engagement makes all the difference. Yay for you.
Exactly. And being in the regional area has its pros because there's only like 10 people in the line.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Okay, well, we love it. Love that that happened. Snaps to Shepherd and snaps to that. Let's fire up the combi and head on a regional roundup, finding out what's happening for our LGBTIQA+ communities in regional Victoria.
Let's kick it off in Shepparton. What is going on there?
Well, Glow are bringing a classic roller disco to Shepparton this Saturday night at the Shepparton Showground. Golden Valley Pride hosting this event. So it's all ages available. There's three sessions, family friendly, 4 to 6, and then adults only, 6 to 8 and 8 till 10. You can pre-purchase your tickets at $25 per person. BY Skates are higher than everything's there, but it's going to be a really good roller disco.
That sounds so fun.
I love a roller disco. This is everything I could need. Oh, maybe I need to come down to Shepparton on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I unfortunately won't be able to get there, but Damien will be there.
Are you an avid skater, Chris? Is skating your thing?
I'm not. My ankles go inwards, so it's like a bit of a challenge. But my daughter's having a small operation tomorrow, so I'll be home with her while she recovers.
Oh, well, you'll both have to just get ready to go the next time the roller disco comes to town. Now let's head to Wangaratta and see what's happening for our communities in the Wang.
Yeah, there's an event for women and gender diverse people who have been indirectly or directly affected by the 2002 Wangaratta flooding event. So there's a Embracing Connection Collaborative Art from Line Wangaratta at their hub. So it's come along, it's free, all materials and equipment's provided, and attendance is strongly recommended. And it's basically just to get together and talk, do art, and just how the floods have impacted you, because that's still a thing that's very much real in regional Victoria for the impacted areas, and the rivers again are once again rising. So, that's a really important event for our women and gender diverse people.
How special.
I love that it's free, and I love that it's specifically focusing on creating that support and engagement for women and gender diverse people. I think that's really awesome.
Then heading over to Bendigo, what is going to happen in Bendigo?
Bendigo, once again, at Piano Bar, they've got wonderful events happening over there, lots of drag. But I think the main one is in Geelong this weekend, Saturday the 1st, this Saturday at 1 p.m. It's very early in the morning over here. There is Ladies' Lunch at Piano Bar Geelong, a great afternoon of live entertainment, naughty and nice games, and a performance from all of our wonderful queens in Geelong.
We do love Piano Bar and what they do. And you know what? I'm going to throw another one out there. We have the onset of Drag Race Down Under kicking off in just a few weeks. And Piano Bar Ballarat has their local queen, who's actually one of the queens competing, Gabriella Labucci, doing a special screening to kick things off. So make sure you're following Piano Bar on the socials. They create amazing spaces and great entertainment with queer entertainment for our communities all over the place. Oh.
Now, Chris, you said that your gorgeous daughter is having a little bit of surgery. Is she a Barbie fan?
She definitely is. She's 5 years old and has way too many Barbies.
Such thing as way too many Barbies. How dare you? How dare you?
Well, we've been talking about what Barbie should be now. We've had some suggestions of like the Greta Thunberg Barbie, and I thought maybe a non-binary Barbie.
I suggested a busy homosexual Barbie that would just have bags under their eyes.
What do you think the ideal Barbie for your five-year-old daughter would be as a modern Barbie?
Well, she's actually quite lucky, and I feel Barbie's been quite diverse. Like, she's got a Barbie who has an amputated leg and prosthetic. She's got Barbies of all colour. She's got a wheelchair Barbie. So I feel like the ones that we select and the ones that are available out there have already kind of really hitting the mark now, that they've really elevated that, and, you know, it's normalizing different shapes and sizes. I feel Barbies have really come that way. But, you know, a good old country cowboy Barbie might do this, but she hasn't got one of them yet.
Oh, right. I love a cowgirl Barbie. That would be cool. I'm still very here for Rachel's non-binary Barbie. I'd love to see what they would look like. I think that would be very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Chris, and we'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks' time. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.